This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
St. Petersburg Conservatoire, 22nd of April, 1914.
Well, here we are in the middle of our conservatoire's spring term, and life goes on as before. It's hard to believe that back in 1905, this venerable institution nearly closed after the student support of the people, the dreadful shooting of the protesters in Palace Square by the Tsar's forces. Some say it's all about to explode again, and that this time it'll be much more serious. But I don't see any signs of that here. There's a real buzz among the students as the big competition to win the Schroeder Grand Piano is about to begin. Odds on favorite is that cheeky and rather odd individual, Sergei Prokofiev, who, as you know, I can't help liking. He's broken all the rules by choosing to play his own first concerto. You remember that very naughty showpiece, which some of the critics called footballish when he played it here for the first time 2 years ago? Our family friend, the tenor Nikolai Andreev, says that even Prokofiev's second concerto, which, as you know, also made its appearance, is nothing compared to the dissonances of the sarcasms. A set of short piano pieces which Prokofiev played at a family gathering over the new year. There are only two real rivals to Prokofiev, everyone says. And besides, he has another trump card up his sleeve. He seems to have mastered Liszt's fiendish transcription of Wagner's Tannhäuser overture. Wagner mania is still big here, and I'm as addicted as anyone. Do you know that Wagner still accounts for a quarter of the repertoire at our great blue and gold Mariinsky Theatre? Tannhäuser, Lohengrin, Tristan, and the Four Ring Operas have all been done again this season. But the big Mariinsky event was the first production there of Die Meistersinger. We went last month. It's long, but overwhelmingly beautiful. And Prokofiev thinks so too. We have high hopes that Parsifal will appear there too. You know that its 30-year copyright of being exclusive to Bayreuth ran out in late December, and there was a grand concert performance in the Hermitage Theatre next to the Winter Palace. A bit of a shambles, by all accounts, though the entire imperial family attended, along with all those pompous bigwigs from the Duma and the military. We're not entirely overwhelmed by Tsarist splendour and stuck in the mud here, though. We have our evenings of contemporary music. Guess who dominated at the last one? Prokofiev, of course, who had the second half entirely to himself. Oh, there were also some Japanese songs by Stravinsky on the contemporary evening programme, but they didn't create much of an impact. I'm glad to say the first appearance in Russia of his Rite of Spring was rather more of an occasion. After all, it is our music first and foremost. The big star of the Moscow and Petersburg conducting scene, Sergei Koussevitzky, made a special effort to program it here. Sergei, who hadn't managed to see the rite danced by Diaghilev's Ballet Russe when he went to Paris and London last year, was in ecstasies over the adoration of the earth. I was more struck by the astonishing rhythmic tricks in the final sacrificial dance. This is the score. That'll be around for a very long time. We're sure of that. Forgive me now if I rush off to grab a seat for the Battle of the Piano Titans. P.S. Prokofiev won, of course.